The race resumes. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The top mushers in the Quest are back racing after completing their mandatory 36-hour breaks at the race's halfway point in Dawson City last night. Brent Sass was first out at 11:24 p.m. UConn time. Prior to leaving, Sass expressed enthusiasm about getting back on the trail.
I've had a great stop in Dawson, and my crew's been amazing and done real good work with the dogs, and I've gotten lots of rest, and the dogs look great. I'm stoked to be here and stoked to get out of here, too.
Sass was followed out of Dawson City within 40 minutes by Michelle Phillips, Hans Gott, and Alan Moore, and Sass says he expects the race to remain tight.
You know, we're going to do a lot of leapfrogging out there, I think. It's going to be fun.
Sass says the biggest challenge is staying focused on your team, not what others are doing.
I've learned from experience. You know, I've gotten caught in the heat of the battle and made some decisions, both in this race and the Iditarod, that were probably not that great, and definitely not 100% in the favor of my dog team because of competition.
Other mushers out of Dawson overnight include Paige Drobny, Dennis Tremblay, 2017 champion Matt Hall, and Ryan Olson. None of the 30 teams that started the race have scratched so far, and the extended layover at Dawson provides a chance to regroup and reflect. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
With a mandatory 36-hour layover, Dawson City has a unique feel among the checkpoints of the UConn Quest. With nearly half of the distance out of the way and the end in sight, nearly all of the mushers come in with a smile, ready to tell their tales of the trail, no matter the hardships.
But it was a little bit rough. I lost a couple of teeth.
Oh my goodness!
I got hit in the head and got a cracked rib. That jumble ice was rough. Okay.
78-year-old Jim Lanier certainly has had his fair share. He fell on a glacier, a musher's term for glassy, smooth, frozen overflow they encounter on the rivers, and scratched his face in the first 100 miles. In the last stretch, he did it again, but came to the finish with peppy dogs and a smile on his face. Rookie Chase Tingle of Two Rivers had a more dramatic story.
Thought I heard wolves howling way off in the distance, kind of neat. And so they're cool. Nothing of it. We're in UConn. You should probably hear that stuff.
Next thing he knew, he saw his dogs perk up. He looked back and saw what he thought was a large dog coming up behind him.
That's not a greenland. That's a big gray wolf coming after me. So.
The wolf followed the team. Not quite chasing, but not completely benign either, until a tourist group's camera drone scared it off. But for Tingle, it was a pretty epic experience.
Man, I'm running sled dogs into Dawson City right now. This is when I was a little kid, like, this is something I'd read about doing, you know, Jack London stories and all that.
For others, the hardships were, shall we say, more profane.
My dogs were not so good, but I think they get a little virus because they have a little diarrhea today.
On top of her sick dogs, Isabel Travadon said she is also dealing with what she thinks is a frostbitten wrist, which is painful and swollen. Olivia Shank Neff also had to deal with some unpleasant issues on the trail, things that Jack London and Robert Service didn't bother to write about.
Because, you know, Emily's in heat. They need to sleep.
Yeah.
You have to somehow separate her.
That's her at the finish. Her partner and handler, Hugh Neff, teases her for her foibles on the trail.
Are you a Mrs. Huge Mess?
Dawson is also the place for the handlers to step up and take some of the burden off their tired mushers. At the dog yard at Bonanza Creek, 2 miles out of town, the work starts well before the mushers arrive.
We get here early, we set camp up.
Eli Hedgecock handles for mushing duo Cody Strath and Paige Drobny. At the RV park in Bonanza Creek, each team sets up about a 20-foot-long, 6-foot-tall tent to block the wind so dogs can sleep. Some are plastered with sponsor banners, while others are more humble tarps. But the most important thing at the layover is taking care of the dogs.
A scuff under her toenail. So we're
Hans Gott's handler applies ointment to a dog with a mildly infected toenail, a relatively common problem, but one that's easily remedied with some stinging hydrogen peroxide. The dog winces.
A bunch of hydrogen peroxide right here. It's cheap. Use lots. Ooh, I know, Stardust. It's cold. Not that
Meanwhile,
cold.
Other handlers are out in force walking the dogs. While you might think that dogs should just be as still as possible to recover from their Herculean effort, keeping them moving is important.
We want to keep them moving so that they're not getting too stiff. We really want to get them up and going. See how they're moving. Make sure that there's nothing wrong, that they are moving nicely and happily. They're pretty pumped.
Ida Mortensen is a handler for Brent Sass, who went out first overnight. Aside from massages and foot ointments for the 14 dogs, she has one more thing to worry about, the musher himself.
He's been sleeping a lot and eating too.
Now that he's out on the trail, Mortensen will have to hope that her work was enough. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.